Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Akash, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to HMA Agro Industries Limited Q1 FY26 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Nikhil Sundarani. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of HMA Agro Industries Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all our shareholders, investors, analysts, and esteemed guests who have joined us today for the earnings call to discuss the financial and operational performance for the quarter ended 30th of June 2025. We deeply appreciate your continued interest in the company and your presence here today. These interactions are invaluable as they allow us to present our performance transparently, share strategic updates, and engage meaningfully with the investment community. As a gentle reminder, certain statements that may be during this call could be forward-looking statements in nature and are subject to risk and uncertainty. The actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied. For a complete understanding of the factors that could affect our business, please refer to the company's filings with the stock exchanges and other public disclosures. Joining us today are the members of our senior management team, including Mr. Gurdev Ahmed, who is the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Aman Kaushik, Senior Associate Finance, along with other senior colleagues from the management team. The first quarter of financial year 26 has been a period where a company has built upon its growth momentum while navigating global market complexities. Our focus has remained on operational efficiency, product quality, and expanding our market presence through strategic initiatives. I will now request our CFO, Mr. Gurdev Ahmed, to present the detailed financial results, key business highlights, and insights into the company's strategies for the future. Over to you, Gurdevji.
Thank you, Nishan. Very wonderful afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Gurdev Ahmed, CFO of HMA Agro Industries Limited. Today we are making this conference call for the quarter ended 30th June 2025, financial year of 25-26. It is my pleasure to welcome you all of the investor to who invest in HMA Agro Industries Limited. Today we will be highlighting our key points for our financial for the quarter one of 2025 and 26. Quarter 1 of financial year 2025-26 has been the quarter for both progress and careful navigation. A global economic environment continued to shape by the inflation, high freight cost, and also some geopolitical restrictions. Despite of all these, HMA has tried its best and tried to achieve their target, what has been said by the management and the committees. With our strong support from the supply side and also strong trust from our existing buyers and new buyers, we have achieved a big milestone. The revenue for quarter one, if I would like to tell you, is 10,884 million as a standalone, which if we compare for the last quarter of the same in last year, was 6,933 million, making year and year growth. If we do the comparison, it is almost a double digits of 50%. This growth was supported by the robust export demand with our for our high quality product from Southeast Asian market, Middle East, and West Africa. I would like to tell you about the EBITDA of the same quarter is 179 million, which was in the same last quarter was 104.8 million, reflecting our management high livestock procurement cost. Also, the PAT stood to 71.7 million for this quarter, and the last quarter was 24.5 million. At the consolidated level, the revenue is 11,226 million, which was 7,126 million in the last quarter. And the PAT for Conso was 5.9 million. compared to the last quarter was 7.2 million. HMA and the team of HMA has performed a huge teamwork, which has bring us a new revenue, a new client, a new market. And I would also like to inform you that in the recent time, we have achieved the approval to supply product in Latin America country named Cuba. This was the first initiative which was not happened before for the Indian product. And we hope slowly we will build a good clientele from Latin America side also. And this was the first step entering into the American continental. I would now like to conclude my speech. In the conclusion, quarter 1, 2025 reflect our ability to sustain growth momentum, improve operational efficiency and remain competitive despite the global challenges. We have seen a huge pressure on ourselves from the unstable freight charges, geopolitical restriction. Despite that, we have achieved a huge growth in our revenue, a huge trust we have earned from our existing client. And we look forward to maintain the momentum what we have creating with our hard work, best quality product. With this, I would like to close my speech and thank you all. Thanks for your time, for sparing your valuable time for this today's conference call. Thank you. Over to you, Nitin.
Yeah, thank you, Vijayji, for your brief on the financial results for the quarter one. Yeah, now we can start with the question and answer sessions, one by one.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on the telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Sanket Sat from Art AIF. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, what other marketing efforts have been taken by the company in the past one quarter? Were we able to do any sort of traveling to different countries apart from Cuba to get more traction and further fuel our growth?
Thank you, Sanketji. Thanks for your question and your interest in the company's growth planning. I would like to inform you that recently our marketing team has traveled to Vietnam and we have participated in the Vietnam exhibition where we have met many potential clients who bring business to us. And the company has always planned to go for food exhibition, world big food exhibition, where most of the client are came, which are the direct client. They meet our marketing team. They meet with our expert in the exhibition where we would showcase them and inform them about our product, our facility, our market acceptance. So there are many various marketing tools that the company is using. We send our marketing staff to meet client on regular time basis. And we also travel to meet the clients in their various countries. And we have regular traveling plan to see the biggest importer of all the countries. And we also invite biggest importers to India to show them our facilities, to show them our strength. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, sir. And last year, as in the last quarter con call as well, it was mentioned that the team had traveled to Vietnam. Are we talking about the same visit or was there an additional visit to Vietnam?
No, it's about every quarter. Like we have team who look country-wise, so they travel in every quarter. Few teams travel to Malaysia, few teams travel to Dubai because Dubai is the main central point. So client from Egypt, client from Saudi, We invite them in Dubai. We make meetings with them in Dubai to maintain a personal connection with the buyer and seller, a strong connection between buyer and seller.
Got it, got it. And, sir, we previously had mentioned that our goal is to get to $1 billion in revenue. Do you think that would be achievable this year?
We are trying our best, and we hope to achieve it as fast as possible. As we see the first quarter, there is a strong positive reply from the market. I cannot predict it will be this year, but it has to be achieved, because this is will give us more strong support, inside support to build another next target. But we hope to achieve it very, very soon. And we feel quarter one has already made us a strong backing that we can do it, we can do it. But touch wood, we really want to achieve it in this year. But let's see how the market responds. And we hope to achieve it as fast as possible.
Right. Sir, are there any challenges we see that we might face this year?
Challenges, we are still seeing the freight charges, because the shipping cost is very uncertain, which has made a huge impact on our delivery, our costing, and also the geopolitical situation. If Red Sea was smooth, so we have a chance to deliver our product faster than what we used to now. There are the restrictions in shipping side also, and also the global warming, we can say, will be a challenge if there is a weather change and all.
So are we exposed to the tariffs levied by the U.S.?
Which at all? No. We don't have any impact. We don't have any impact, because the U.S. was not direct market for our product. And we hope this tariff thing will bring us more business.
How would that be?
If, because U.S. is not only putting tariff on one side, they are putting tariff on another countries. So if there is a tariff war between another countries, let's say GCC or Southeast Asia, so they will not buy U.S. product. So we definitely get a chance to serve them in Central Asia market or GCC market or West African market.
Okay, all right, got it. Sir, I wanted to highlight that, of course, quarter on quarter, I'm sorry, actually year on year, yes, our sales did increase. I typically like to look at consolidated levels rather than standalone. So in the consolidated quarterly statements, I can see that the net profit margins as well as the EBITDA margins have contracted significantly. Which is why we actually had a degrowth in consolidated levels. So is there any particular reason why? Was it mainly due to the freight costs?
This freight cost also, and also the raw material costs. The raw material which we use to make our product, final product, is become a bit expensive in this quarter. So that may be an impact which you are seeing has put a small dent on the numbers.
Which raw material costs exactly, if you could kind of highlight those?
Our raw material, the live buffalo.
Live buffalo, okay.
Yes.
So is that where most of the business comes from? Is it just buffaloes, or is it like pork, chicken?
No. We do some seafood also. We do very little sheep and goat also. And we are growing that sector also. And also we are doing some rice also. And shipping is also impacting, because our main market is export. So if there is a change in shipping cost or anything, it directly hit our product. So that is also part of costing.
So how much of our revenue comes from exports?
Our, I think, almost 95% revenue is from export.
Great. And how much of our revenue comes from Buffalo's?
That is somewhere around 85 or 90%. And Sanketji, I think we have a time repeat for this conference call. If it will be a very good if you send us the email, so we will be able to reply all your questions. There must be another people who must be waiting for the question.
Okay, right. Sure. We get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sanjay.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Divya Gahlot, an individual investor. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. So my question was connected to the previous question only, that we are showing an exponential growth of almost around 57% in quarter one versus last year quarter one. But if I evaluate, so basically my forte is export company. So if I evaluate export data, the Buffalo export hasn't crossed much of, you know, more than 15%, 20%. So how come, how so, like, can you explain how come we have grown by like 57% while the industry, or I would say the export from India hasn't grown that way? So if any specific point you can elaborate on that?
Thank you, ma'am, for your question. As we would like to give you a brief about HMA, this is a generation creation business, and we are in this field from almost more than 5 decades, and 4 generations are involved in this business. So we basically give you a common example. In food industry, there is a trend and there is a system. If your product acceptance is very good in consumer, so all the importer and all the player of supply chain, they only prefer to buy from the one who is more famous, who is more faster in delivery, who is more committed to the continuity of their business. And we are in the cold chain business. So they need to be pile up for 2 or 3 months. So they have a strong trust in HMA. Okay, they have a huge facility, their brand, their product, a very premium. So rather to go to another competitor, they prefer to do business with us because they already test and tested us. So once you see the growth is coming from existing client only, and also to see like, okay, in one country there are 5 importers. Everybody know in the field that 2 importers are doing business with them and they are bringing that much of volume. So the third and fourth person will definitely go to the HMA because they know their product will be, their competitor will be having this product like my brand. So they also need it to fight their internal competition in their import country. So this actually, and also our service, our expertise, our product, this will bring us more growth what it has to be going to another player.
Understood, sir. So, but since I, as I said, I'm basically, my focus is basically on export companies. I do have some custom data also, which shows that HMA has actually like grown 12 to 13% in export. So, actually, I was not able to align or map that number with the numbers which we are showing. Hence,
the number, I think you must be having the document on available in public domain. Like in last quarter we have made the revenue of 6939, and we have made revenue in this quarter is 10,884. And there are another product also which HMA is doing. There is rice also. We have increased our rice turnover also, and we also increase the Indian. And if we talk about the Indian product, so the price of final goods for India, it is, or it's also increased. So there are many, many another factor also. And whatever revenue has HMA generated, this is what we already perform. And the custom data which you are analyzing, growth of 13 or 15%, this growth you are analyzing within Indian player only. So when you calculate you are calculating data of India and we are calculating data of HMA performance in last quarter and this quarter?
No, I was evaluating the how much HMA has exported in
yes.
this quarter versus last quarter as per the customs data.
Mm-hmm.
So there I can see a growth
and
of around
custom, custom data show you the invoicing data.
Okay.
And HMA data is we are making sales of CIS basis. So our data and custom data cannot be matched. Because we booked our sale when it is delivered to destination. And custom book export when it is exit from India territory.
But then will that be a difference of almost 40%?
It was not 40%. I think the data what you are analyzing, it will be good if you share us those data.
Okay.
And
sure.
we will be able to reply you.
Okay, so sir, as a conclusion, so we haven't gone exponentially on domestic. It is our export market only where we are flourishing,
yes,
flourishing
yes.
right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. So we have a follow-up question from Mr. Sanket Sat from RTAF. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, can you please tell me, is there any new CapEx which the company has undertaken which has become operational or is soon to become operational?
CapEx, the company is building, actually we are making some upgradation of small upgradation, not a big amount for machinery. Some of them has already installed and some of them has all need to be imported. The order and everything has been placed already. So the shipment, we are waiting for the shipment, but it's not a big one. I think almost around 7 or 8 crores. And this is only upgradation of technology and increasing of little bit capacity. The figure,
Please, please finish your sentence.
So the final amount I need to cross check. I didn't have with me right now. So we will be able to give you the final amount later if you email me this thing. But there is no huge requirement until and unless company see the opportunity to bought a new plant or to build a new plant.
So, what's the capacity utilization that we are sitting at right now?
Somewhere around 45 to 55% for our meat business we are using, and for rice we are using almost 60 to 65%. Seafood basically depend on seasonal business, so it depend how much sea caught, the fish caught. So that capacity is generally unpredictable. But there are another
okay.
product that, you know, like when you go for technology upgradation, we need a new machinery for packing, a new shape for packing to make our product more niche in the market. So these are the general upgradation which company always do.
Right. Sir, in the previous con call, you had mentioned that you were expecting maybe Brazil, Australia, and New Zealand to also increase their prices. So you would also follow suit. You would also be able to increase your price because you did not want to be the first mover in this.
Yes.
So,
but I got your point, like is US, Australia increase the price and Brazil? Actually, the head-to-head competition of India is with Brazil. And Brazil and U.S. is under trade tariff war. So, U.S. has put tariff on Brazil. And Brazil has a good supply for U.S. market. So, they are not increasing their price that much. But once this tariff thing sorted out, let's see if they will increase their prices. Because Brazil and U.S. have a good business together. So that doesn't make them, that doesn't sense like they are willing to increase prices. But India is always trying to increase as a industry. And we will see
currently,
this.
Mm-hmm. So, sir, U.S. has also placed tariffs on India, and having that in mind, do you think that we would still be able to supply to the U.S. cheaper than Brazil? No, even, you know, when both countries have tariffs on them?
No, no, India don't supply to U.S. India is still not making any meat business for human consumption to U.S. It is still not allowed to supply for human consumption. For pet food, okay, we have certain items. For human, we don't have any direct deal of frozen meat product to U.S. But Brazil has. So when their market got tariff from some point, so it will be hard for Brazil to increase the price when they have a traffic tariff from U.S.
So they can still increase price for other countries. They can still increase prices for other countries, right? Brazil.
Cannot say, because the Brazil pricing strategy is in their hand. But as a layman or a common person, when you have a restriction from one big market, your product, you have a empty of product to offer. So a common man will not increase or prices for another market. This is what my common thinking, but we don't control on Brazil prices. But the common mindset is that when you are having some restriction of your sales from one country, so you must be having those products need to be offered in another country. So you must definitely push your sales, not pull, when you have extra product available.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you, Sanket.
Thank you, sir. There's another follow-up question from Divya Gavard, individual investor. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I just had one question, that how much sea export and other exports are based in our last quarter one last year? How much there is in the base? Seafood export or any export other than buffalo, how much we have in our base, or did we had it same last year, or this is a growth we have seen in the 1 year?
For another product like seafood, rice,
yes.
So we have a target to increase this, but this quarter is not for seafood basically, because this is not seafood season. So we can only predict our seafood sale after the seafood season started in late September and October. But we still have a target to achieve better than what we performed last year.
Okay, and how much would that be in the base last year?
That I need to check, because I don't have this figure. Is it okay? We will send you the email.
Sure. Okay, sir. No problem.
Thank you. Thank you, Bidhaji.
Thank you, sir. There are no further questions, sir.
Okay.
Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Nikhil Sundarani for closing comments.
Hello, Nikhil.
I think there are no more questions.
Okay, so now you can conclude.
Proceeding for concluding the call. Yeah, thank you everyone for joining the today's call and for your continued trust in the company. On behalf of the company, I would like to extend our sincere appreciation to all our investors, analysts and stakeholders for your insightful questions and valuable engagement. Your feedback and support remain vital to our growth journey. We look forward to the connecting with us you again in our future interactions and continuing to share our progress with transparency and commitment. Wishing you all a wonderful day ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Doosabas conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.